I am peace with my world, for I created it. I love it. I am at peace with my world, for I created it. I love it. How could we ever be other than at peace with our world? How could we ever be other than peace with our world? For, indeed, we have created it. We have created every instant of our world. Now, there are times that we think to ourselves, oh, I'm unhappy. Oh, I'm sad. Oh, this is not going too good. Oh, golly Moses, what's going on in my world? And when I do that, then I just feel unhappy with myself. I feel out of peace with my world. I feel out of harmony with my world. I feel just out of it. And when I feel out of it, I'm not in it. And when I'm not in it, I'm not happy about it. And when I'm not happy about it, well, then I really don't love it. So, the only person in my world who can love my world is me. The only person who can love my life is me. The only person who can love me is me. And, therefore, it's up to me to love me. So, I love me, I love me, I love me. First, I start off that way. When I say I love me, then I am peace with my world. When I say I love me, I am in harmony with my world. I am in love with my world. I am so happy. I am so peaceful. I am so joyous. Everything is in divine order. Yes. Now, should anything come up in my consciousness, in my world, should anything come up in my life that says to me, life's not so perfect, life is not so wonderful, I immediately look at that and I say, hey, that's my creation. It's up to me to make the creation correct. It's up to me to straighten things out. It's up to me to make things right. It's up to me to put order in order. It's up to me to do that, not anybody else. I cannot look at anybody else and say, they have to put the world in order. I am the one who does it. I am the one who lives my life, living it in order, in harmony, in peace, in joy, in goodness. I am the only one. If I look at my children and they're not behaving, it's me that's not behaving, because I cannot look at my children and see them not behaving if I am behaving. I cannot look at my world, my government. I cannot look at my partner. I cannot look at people in my life and find them not behaving if I am behaving. Now, what does it mean to behave? It means to behave to think good thoughts. It means to behave to think happy thoughts. It means to behave to be living principle every moment of my life. It doesn't matter whether other people live principle. It doesn't matter whether other people are thinking good thoughts. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world, so long as in my world, I am peace. And when I am peace with my world, then my world is peace with me. Nothing else about it. Nothing else that can be done about it. Nothing else can be thought about it. Nothing else can be achieved by it. When I am peace with my world, then all is peace with me. All is wonder with me. All is happiness with me. Nothing else matters at all. So, I have to set the course in motion for myself, not blame anyone else for the conditions of my life. The minute I look at my life and I find it out of balance, the minute I look at my life and I find it inharmonious in any way at all, then it's up to me to make it harmonious. I don't think sad thoughts about it, not for 1 second. I do not think unhappy thoughts about it for one instant. I am thinking only all is in divine order. I'm thinking only all is peace. I'm thinking only is all is love. All is right action. All is truth. All is principle, principle, principle. Oh, when I live my life by principle, I'm living my life by the highest qualities that I could ever have, the highest attitudes I could ever be, the highest being I could ever live in my life. I am peace with my world. I am peace with my world. I am peace with my world, for I created it, and I created every moment of my life. I create my world every moment of my life. I create my world every moment of my life. When I look at the sun, I say, what a glorious sun, what a wonderful sun. I do not say too hot, too cool. I say, what a wonderful sun. When I look at the sky, and I see the clouds, and I see how glorious they are, I create them. It's my world. I create those clouds. And I create those clouds as wonderful. And I create the birds. I see the birds flying by. I put up my bird feeder. I put up my hummingbird feeder. And when I put that up there, the hummingbirds flock to the feeder and make everything a twittering joy. And I look at it and I say, isn't that beautiful? Wow, that's glorious. I made it. Yes, I am peace within my world. I created it. I created my world as glorious and wonderful as it is. And I'm so happy with my world being glorious and wonderful. I'm so happy with my life being fulfilled in every possible way. I'm so happy that everything in my life is marvelous, fantastic, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I'm so happy about it. And that's all that matters. Every moment of my life, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every moment of my life, I am peace with my world, for I created it, and I love it. I created it, and I love it. I created all of the glorious things. There are no bad things in my world. If there are bad things in my world, I create it, and I stop it, and I create the glorious things in my world. It's just a matter of doing it. It's just a matter of making that decision for myself. It's just a matter of me being in charge. Oh, if I get off balance, if I feel sorry for myself, if I feel in any way that I am with a sick body or a sick mind or a sick world, it's my creation. And stop it. Stop it right now. Stop it. Create yourself in a wholesome world. Create yourself in a happy world. Create yourself in a joyous world. Create yourself in a world that you like to live in. Create yourself in a world that you like to live in. That's what I'm doing. I'm creating myself in a world that I like to live in. And whenever I crab, or whenever I feel sorry for myself, or whenever I get upset with the world the way it appears to me, or my own life as it appears to me, or my own body and my affairs as they appear to me, I stop it. And I say, hey, who's in charge here? Why am I causing this to happen by my thought? Why am I putting this sort of attitude into my action for my life? I don't want that. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. I say it again and again and again. And as I say, I am peace again and again and again, it resounds, reverberates through my life and through the lives of all around me, because all the world is a reflection of my thought. All the world is a reflection of my attitude about myself. All the world is a reflection of what is going on in my mind. And so when I see justice, right order, purity, happiness, everything that is good going on in my world, going on in the world about me, going on in my personal life experiences, when I am in charge, then all is in divine order, and I am happy. All is in divine order, and I am filled with love, filled with joy, filled with peace, filled with happiness, because that's all that matters. And so I start out by saying, I am peace with my world. for I created it, and I love it. And I look at each of you, as I look at myself first, though, I look at each of us, and I say, I love you, I love you, I love you.